Hello.
Did it meet expectations as far as the work accomplished?
Yes, and higher than that. Better than expected for our football team, because we got better. There's no question about it. But I think it was even more so than what we thought. It all started with the two teams with the same mindset, and that was to get better and to improve as a football team. I know we can say that for ourselves, and I've heard John say the same thing. And also a big thank you to the Ravens organization, A++, in terms of, just treating us right. I mean, everything from meeting rooms to food to the entire layout was top notch. And what you got to understand a little bit, we're a professional football organization here of people that have very high standards for how we're treated, and not one complaint is that's rare. That's rare to get. So not one complaint from anybody was speaks volumes. That really says it all. And Ravens first class all the way.
Doesn't that make it more likely you want to do something like this in the future again, judging by how successful it was?
Yes. We'd like to do it in February. That would be outstanding. But we talked about it, and not to get out in front of our headlights, we'll do it next year possibly, but we play each other next year and make that decision at the time next year if we do that, and if not, possibly the year after. But it was just really well done, and hats off to the Raven organization and John Harbaugh, who did a tremendous job, and I was just so proud of him, just watching him fulfill his duties and the way he runs his team and the way they are as a team, the kind of football team that they are, just tight ship. It's impressive, and got some ideas too. A couple ideas that I liked that we'll bring back to our program as well. And I could go on. I mean, this was great from so many pluses in so many areas for us. It felt like it was a chance for our team to be together for a week in a away from our home setting, much like we've done on our East Coast trips to Youngstown. For people who followed our team, it was very similar in that regard, where you get to know a guy, better, and get to know each other as a team better.
Hey, Coach, that being said, traditionally you don't take, after a game, a road trip where you're away from your facility for about 6-7 days. Do you get the sense that guys are anxious to get back to their regular confines and a sense of normalcy from that respect?
I know from experience that when you do get back, it's fresher. Everything around you is fresher. The facility, the practice field, the meeting rooms. I'm sure guys are excited to see their families and get back. But nobody's complained, and there's just not one bit. It's just really been head down and making sure that we get the work and got the most out of it.
What are the reports did you get on Adam Snyder from yesterday's injury?
Good. I mean, all the reports yesterday of all the guys we could talk about, we dodge bullets. You bring up another name and we dodge that bullet too. And I can think of a third. We dodged that one as well. So it was a good day. We were moving targets yesterday.
What are the ideas that you picked up from your brother that you might take back to Santa Clara?
I don't know. I don't have to say. I can keep those cards close to my vest.
But is it just, running the day-to-day practices? I mean, was it in that vein?
There's a couple of good ideas. And if you make me say them right now, then later I won't be able to use that and say, have the perception that was our idea. So please don't hold me to the fire on that one. But, some really good things that they do that I liked. Top notch. I mean, there's no question about it. Could go on and on. I mean, everything's that at a very high level. And you know, that's come away with, you know, that's what I'm thinking about the weekend, the way we were treated, the way the practices went. Everything was at the highest level. That if I could just sum it up in that phrase, it was at the highest level this weekend. We appreciated having the opportunity to be here. Good, really good. You know, there's some real good scheme that they have, and good practice for us. Some of their pick stunts in their defensive line, the way they disguise with their secondary, with their linebackers, is the highest level, and that's, you know, good for us. Good for us to get that work and see those things happening at full speed on a football field, and it's a heck of a team, and there's no doubt about it. They're a first class quality football team.
You and John were often on opposite fields, one with the offense, one with defense, right now. But what was it like coaching next to him when you were on the same field?
It was great. I mean, he'd make a coaching point. I mean, that's a good coaching point, you know. And proud. He's just proud to watch him, you know, watch him do his thing and watch him coach.
Jim Alvin said, you know, he'd never come to training camp in better shape. Obviously, he was pretty good before. Have you noticed that he might be have reached another level, you know, during camp?
He's had a heck of a week here. He's had a heck of a training camp. He is really, he's taking his game to the highest level.
Is that part of it? I mean, is it because he's in better condition? He has another year of experience, all the above?
Yeah. I'll let it speak for itself. You know, his play has been outstanding. I think if you talk to anybody here, it was, you know, he's at the highest level, you know, of that position.
You guys play some AFC teams this year. They play some NFC teams.
Yeah.
Did that ever come into your head, like you're making them better to beat, you know, teams that you're potentially competing for playoff spots?
Yes.
I mean, was that part of it when you were kind of concocting practices, a reason for doing it?
In a way, I mean there's some definitely some interests aligned. We don't play each other this year. You know, they're an AFC team, we're an NFC team. I think there's some interest there. But you know, mainly and I could go through, you know, probably 10, 11 really good reasons to do this and why we did it. And you know, mainly you know, starting off at the top is a chance to get the work, seeing a different guy. You know, Tank Carradine's going against a different guard than he sees every day in practice. Colin Kaepernick seeing that disguise in the secondary. Our offensive line, you know, getting those pick stunts. The special teams, this is a, you know, it's a wonderful thing for special teams. I mean, now there's just so many guys that can run the length of the field so many times at full speed, and then to have the two units, you know, there is no look team anymore. Every team is playing their scheme and doing their fundamentals and techniques. It really shows up in the special teams, and it really shows up offensively and defensively. There's no look team. There's no scout team. Everybody is playing, and they're playing against new and different looks. So, if you really added up all the positives, there would be a lot more than we could talk about right now.
Two more for the fact that, you know, the ones are playing against the ones in all different kinds of situations that you don't ordinarily get in preseason games. Is that the main takeaway from this, just all the work, that all the reps, you know, ones versus ones and twos versus twos, et cetera?
You know, another good point. I mean, you could really, really start stacking these. But, yeah, ones against ones in a preseason game, you know, to get short yards, to get goal line, to get red zone, to get 2 minute and 2 minute before the half, 2 minute at the end of the game, move the ball from midfield, field goals, punts. I mean, it's you don't get all those situations through the course of a preseason with your ones, and to be able to get most all of them in a weekend is a tremendous advantage. And I think that, and then to see the great players, you know, the real players that the players that are at the highest level in this game, Ravens, Joe Flacco and their receivers and Ray Rice and their line, their two, you know, the two outside backers, Suggs, and the way they can rush and the way they can cover, And then for the Ravens, I mean, they're seeing Vernon Davis, who is, by the way, Vernon Davis is quietly having a great camp, on his assignments, in great shape, doing just one heck of a job. So, there's other examples, you know. Colin Kaepernick, he's a unique style of quarterback that the Ravens get to see, and a lot of pluses, a lot of benefits.
Jim, you get a chance to catch up with Steve Smith
today? I did, yeah. I had a chance to talk to Steve.
You talk about Panther Day?
We did, of course, yeah. And, just a class group of guys. That's the way we look at our team. I mean, first class group of individuals talking about the players now and, getting to know the some of the Ravens players in that way, and for our players to get to know those guys, I thought it was very beneficial.
How'd Jimmy do?
Jimmy Smith?
Ward.
Jimmy Ward. Good. Coming along every day. Competing everywhere. I mean, he's competing in special teams. The guy is a first-class competitor, and if he keeps doing that, I mean, it's can't help but great things happening for Jimmy Ward.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.